Don't be attached to yesterday's blessings. Only be attached to the blesser of those blessings.
Hi, Langga.
This is Jared.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langga Speaks podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Langga Speaks podcast. Soft edition.
No, today is also our very first episode with a special guest.
Oh, Gianna.
Yeah. So, sobrang special niya. Hindi niya alam na part siya ng episode na to.
Actually, bago kami magsimula, dumedede pa siya.
Oo.
Pero ngayon, medyo nag-stop muna siya kasi maririnig niyo kaya.
So, mga lang ako, may marinig kayo mga ibang tunog. It's
correct.
Gianna.
Correct. So, mga langga, you know, as promised, we actually just came from sickness as well. Ako, pagaling pa lang ako sa ubo ko. Si Apple, nagsisimula pa lang. And si Zaylee, my goodness.
Si Joseph, patapos na rin.
Si Joseph ang nagsimula ng lahat.
Eh, nung dapat we were supposed to record a couple of weeks ago din. Hindi din kasi, yun nga dahil yung sa voice.
Ito mo.
Ganyan, parang napaka-husky.
Parang medyo you're catching your breath.
Medyo hinihingal ako ng konti.
Kaya chill lang tayo. Chill lang tayo. Soft edition ngayon. Soft para lang edition. Sa inyo mga langga, pinilit ko siya.
Grabe, hindi naman. Namiss ko naman din mag-record. Pero it's been, maraming salamat sa inyong mga langga for being patient
yes.
and understanding. 1 month old na yung third child namin.
Hawak-hawak niya si Gianna ngayon while we're recording.
And as much
sana
as
hindi
Jerick,
bumagsak yung mic.
And as much as Jerick doesn't like me moving the chair whenever we're recording.
Yes, you are excused at this
moment.
I'm
excused today kasi it's a way of rocking Gianna to sleep.
Correct. Shout out nga pala sa ating fellow tatay and listener, Alan Montaño. Sabi niya, grabe, I kinda honor you guys for recording podcast. Sabi ko, monthly nga.
Hello din kay Baby M.
Mm-mm.
Right, kabatch ni si Gianna.
Kaya nga. So anyway.
Mention Kumars. Kumars pa tawag din, Kumars.
Kumars, parang ano?
Kumare.
Parang ano yun na?
Kumars.
Kumars.
Lalaki.
Pakistani ba yan?
Soft tawa.
Okay, sorry.
Soft edition.
Medyo malalim din yung boses ko ngayon.
So
tulog yung dalawa doon sa kabila. Actually, nagbabark sila doon with cough.
But
I know that they'll be well. We're gonna be good. And salamat mga langga for continuously listening. Hindi kami nag-publish within the past 3 weeks but the listens are still up and running.
Oo nga eh.
Amazing. By the grace of God. And so that's why we wanna have this episode about blesser or blessings.
Sorry, naririnig ko si Gianna. Narinig niyo po, mga langga.
Silence. Moment of silence, please. Yun po ang kanyang yun po kanyang tiny snore. Anyway, I was contemplating on what episode we're gonna do. And it just dawned on me na parang, you know what, we gotta tackle this because we have lots of blessings lately. And for sure, lahat ng mga nakikinig dito, may mga marami rin tayo nabibiyayaan. Maraming may biyaya din.
Mm-mm.
But then, sometimes we get to be focused so much on the blessings that we forget the blesser.
Right.
And so, this is just a very short episode on basically how do we go about this paradox. This conundrum.
I'm
just throwing big words here para at least maano sila. Jordan Peterson yan.
I made pansin that. You just made tapon
exactly.
Yung mga malaking words
yeah,
just now.
Yes, you know, like super
conundrum.
Conundrum. Like, you know, like these choices.
No, but you know, it's the truth then. I mean, lately.
Go.
Oh, lately, yung especially in the past month, marami na nangyari sa buhay natin mag-asawa, sa buhay natin mapamilya. And
at nangyayari pa rin.
But you know, it's also a lot of good things have happened.
Course,
and sometimes the moments na nangyayari yung mga mabuting bagay, when those good things happen, we sometimes forget because we're so caught up in the moment of, yes, Gianna, you are one of the biggest things, if not the biggest things, last month. Yung tipong, when you're caught in the moment of experiencing the blessing, nakakalimutan din natin, ayaw nga pala, may pinanggalingan tong blessing na to. This blessing has come from somewhere.
So we want to start with the scripture from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. It says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit."
In our pursuit kasi mga of happiness, of fulfillment, which is something that there's nothing wrong naman in wanting those. But in wanting those and in pursuing those, we often focus on the blessings we desire. Yung mga material things, the possessions, the recognition from other people, the acknowledgement of our peers, the success. And although these blessings do bring us joy, that joy is temporary. Yung happiness is not going to be sustained kasi all of these things, the materialistic blessings that we see, that we touch, that we feel, that we experience, they usually cannot provide lasting contentment.
Exactly. Kasi true contentment can only come yung dun sa relasyon mo. Tulad nga dito, di ba sabi dito yung with roots that reach deep into the water, hindi tayo mababother ng kakulangan sa buhay. We're not gonna be subjected to the being FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. But then, you know, the true contentment comes only deep in the, it comes from a deep connection with God. Understanding na siya lang yung source ng lahat ng, kasi yan, nandidistra ko sa
no.
Kumbaga, understanding na si God lang yung source ng blessings and He is the blesser of blessings. Then again, the temptation is there and it's real. So it is an interesting that it's interesting that most often time when God blesses us, it is when we are actually not even look. Ano daw? Sorry.
She stretched.
Anyway, mahalaga ang sinasabi ko. Nakaka-interest kasi na parang it's wonderful na kung kailan tayo hindi naghahanap ng blessing, doon pa tayo binibless ng Diyos. Doon ka pa na ba-bless when you're not obsessing over the things that you are praying for. Minsan pag pinipilit mo, lalong hindi nangyayari.
That's right.
I think it's because nga, naging attached tayo doon sa blessing na gusto natin makuha, doon sa bagay na gustong-gusto natin pinagdarasal, pero nalalayo na tayo sa nagbe-bless sa atin. Nalalayo na tayo doon sa will niya. Or maybe yun nga, baka pag nakuha mo ni dasal na yun, hindi mo na siya kailangan.
So, for us to be able to redirect our focus, right? To redirect our focus during the times of when we experience the blessing, or maybe in a way, this can also be a reminder. If you were in that waiting phase, yung inintay mo na lang na makuha yung blessing na pinagdasal mo, you're waiting for that blessing you've been praying so hard for, maybe this could be a three-step reminder to prepare your heart for when the blessing finally arrives, okay? So step number one is to recognize God as the blesser.
Sabi nga ni Brother Bo Sanchez, don't be attached to yesterday's blessings, only be attached to the blesser of those blessings. Ako, nahuhuli ko yung sarili ko na ganyan eh, yung tipong, buti pa dati ganito. It's so easy to fall into the trap of the good old days. Buti pa yung... Ano nangyari?
Sorry, umutot siya.
Nagbago yung mukha ni Apple. Sabi ko, ano nangyari? Ayan, don't be attached to yesterday's baho. Okay?
Tama. Be attached
correct
to the baby who gave the baho. Kaya palang gagit-git talang.
Oo, yun.
Ay,
so I'll take this over. You know, the first step towards remaining rooted in God kasi is to recognize Him as the source of all blessings, diba? We must acknowledge that the good things that are happening in our lives, hindi siya coincidences or products lang of our effort. I'm not discounting our effort.
Of course.
Yes. I'm not discounting your effort lang ga. It's just that we have to recognize this as gifts from God who gave us the ability to work
towards it.
To work towards it and to have the capacity to put an effort into it.
The thing is, this shift in the perspective, you know, when we recognize God as the blesser, it allows us kasi to have more than yung tinatawag na transactional approach sa faith natin, yung to see God as like an ATM where we just ask genie. Him, oh, a genie, oh, this is what I want, this is what I want, and then it has to be exact. And then we don't go beyond that. What happens is, yung we seek blessings as a reward na lang sa mga ginagawa natin. Oh, Lord, I went to Mass this Sunday.
Baka naman,
makuha ko yung itong raise na to. Lord, I haven't broken this. I kept my promise na ipagdadasal ko, ganito, ganyan.
Lord, nagkumpisal ako, ha?
Oo.
Huwag mo akong tanggalin sa work.
Yeah, exactly, right? We have this transactional approach in the way how we love God or how we express our love to God. And the problem is, we don't give ourselves the chance of leveling up, of upgrading our relationship to a relational approach with God, yung where we seek a deeper connection with the giver, with God himself, rather than yung reward na we're waiting for in fulfilling the commandments that he set for us.
Mm-mm. So yun, nawawala yung connection natin with God himself. Pag sobrang nga tayo na-attach again doon sa pinagdarasal natin. Step number two is appreciate the journey, not just the destination. Sometimes we're so focused on reaching the peak of something that we're praying for. And then when we reach the top of the mountain, we're seeking another mountain to climb, a higher one, without appreciating where we've been. So our focus on blessings often lead us to fixate lang on the destination, the achievement of our goals, yung acquisition ng mga desires natin. This can create a sense of dissatisfaction na tinatawag. Kumbaga, para ka nasa hedonic treadmill na tinatawag na you're just seeking the high of pursuing a high goal. And then when you reach that goal, you will seek a higher goal because gusto mo lang, parang na-high ka lang sa feeling lang. Meron kang constant dissatisfaction. There's a hole in your heart that you're trying to fill in. So as we constantly strive for what we don't have, we overlook the blessings that are already present in our lives. Nakakalimutan tayong i-enjoy din yung mga blessings na na-achieve na natin.
So how do we combat this? How do we combat this, yung sinasabi ni Jeric na hedonistic approach, right?
Yes.
Hedonistic. I love that, by the way. It's by cultivating gratitude, by being able to appreciate, even if you still haven't reached the peak of the mountain yet, the fact that you are there at that point in the journey, you're going, ano pa lang, you're taking one step forward closer to the blessing, closer to the goal that you desire to receive or desire to achieve. Yung just the process of going through life in its ups and downs, in the boring days and in the exciting days, all of these, we should still be able to have that gratitude sa puso natin.
Exactly. The verse cannot expound it better. Yung sabi nga dito is, such trees are not bothered by the heat. Yung kanina, yung binasa natin.
No, from Jeremiah.
Or worried by long months of drought. Kasi when we put our utmost trust and confidence in God, when we have our eyes set on God, everything else fades away. Parang bokeh shot. Parang nagma-macro shot ka. Di ba pagka nakafocus ka lang sa subject mo.
Hindi ko alam yung bokeh shot.
Yung bokeh shot, you know, it's like, you know, when you're gonna fade, it's like a macro lens.
Is that? Okay, I will just
Google.
Di ba
pag nag-portrait?
Ah, right.
Ano naman itong mga to? So anyway, portrait. Oh, pag nag-focus ako sa subject, di ba blurred yung macro?
Blurred. Shhh.
Gumigising ba? Oh, yan. Nag-blur yung background. So we must recognize, ang sinasabi lang nito, yung analogy kong yun is, kailangan i-recognize natin each moment, each experience, kasi all of those, they hold the potential for growth, learning, and joy.
Mm.
Last.
Step number three is to cultivate a habit of gratitude. We already mentioned it in the second step, but it's something we need to continuously have. Gratitude, you see, mga langga, it's not just a feeling. It's just, oh, I'm so thankful. Natanggap ko na yung blessing na pinagdasal ko for 10,000 years and 75 days.
Wow.
Gratitude, mga langga, is a practice. And it's something na we have to do every day. It's a habit we must cultivate. It's like the field, right? It's like plants. It's like agriculture. Yung mga gusto natin na mag-grow in the field, it won't just happen without us day in, day out working on that field. It involves yung actively acknowledging yung mga magandang bagay sa buhay natin, whether it be big, whether it be small. Yung we hear things about celebrate the small wins, you know, even in pursuit of the bigger win. And expressing yung appreciation that no matter what you receive, not to dismiss the big ones na wala na akong pake sa mga malaking blessing kasi basta ito okay lang.
Yeah.
Or you're content with something only and you don't desire for something greater if you know that it is good for you and good for the people around you. We're not dismissing that. But what you have right now at this point in your life, if you don't know how to receive these things already with gratitude and celebrate these with gratitude, then we go back to the scripture, yung parang, ano yun yung if you are not entrusted with the small things, how can bigger things be entrusted to you as well?
Yes. Diba? Yung sabi nga dun, diba? Yung even those without, ay, those with small, kukunin pa.
Exactly.
Even whatever they have left.
Mm.
If they're not thankful for it, if they're not grateful for it.
Mm.
So, again, how do we cultivate this habit of our attitude? Maraming pwedeng gawin dyan. We can journal our Thanksgiving, kakatapos lang ng Thanksgiving, di ba, sa mga friends natin, mga langga natin sa...
In the West,
di ba? Pagkatapos nyo mag-Thanksgiving, nagre-reklamo kayo kasi hindi nyo nakuha yung Black Friday deal.
Or White Friday.
Or Cyber Monday, na miss out nyo, no? So, you know, again, it can take various forms, journaling, sharing our things with others, or simply taking the time to reflect on the blessings that we have received today.
Mm.
You know, we all have those moments where we actually look back and we didn't even realize how far God has brought us. How far God had brought us here. Diba? Parang nakakatuwa.
There was this time, kailan ba yun? Yung parang, I think it was when we were just talking with the kids and our eyes just looked yung sa picture natin nung sa Brazil and we realized parang grabe no, it's been 10 years since na we
grabe, 10 years
each pala other
yung pagod
grabe siya pagod ka na magsi 7 years pa lang tayo kasal.
Hello, parang 70 years na eh.
Oh, grabe. Masaya ka naman.
Mm.
Oh, for those 70 years. Masaya ka naman.
Pwede na.
But here's the thing, mga, the goal is not to just look back, right?
Yeah.
Because then what will happen is your vision will always be turned back. You won't be able to go, yung sa sobrang focus mo naman sa mga nangyayari dati, you won't be able to appreciate what's happening in the now or look forward what else could happen. But you want to be able to reach a point where we are content with whatever we have, not because yun lang, we're okay now with what we receive, but no, we become content with whatever we have because yung focus natin hindi na sa blessing, kundi sa nagbigay ng blessing.
Amen.
Who is the blesser?
Amen. So, mga langga, we want to encourage you to recognize God as the blesser of blessings, to appreciate the journey, cultivate a habit of gratitude, and remain rooted in our faith to find lasting contentment and become a source of course, blessing to others as well. At iniiwasan ko rin to na maging source of complaint ako, di ba? Source of complaining. Napakadali, napaka-yummy mag-complain.
Yummy?
Mm-mm, napaka-yummy. Parang very appetizing to complain, especially pag yan ang ulam ng mga marites sa paligid mo, di ba? Andali kasi, di ba? Andali makarelate ng complaint. Pero it takes a lot of effort to actually recognize the blessings, more so the blesser who has given you those blessings.
So as we close this episode, sige nga lang, for the past 10 years na magkakilala tayo, or even kahit yung almost 7 years of being married,
Ayan.
Hindi yun utot,
nag-burp
lang siya. Oo.
Oh.
Can you share, maybe?
I'm trying to end this episode and you try to expand it more.
Did ka? Hindi nagtatanong lang naman. Nagtatanong lang naman. Yung unexpected...
Pagkatapos mo akong madaliin para hindi siya magising, ngayon magpapa-extend ka ng
airtime. Hindi kita minabadali. Hindi kita minamadali kanina. Sinasabi ko, huwag nga masyadong malakas na boses pag tumawa. Kasi doon siya nag-aano. Sabi niya, bakit yung sisi ng tatay
Excuse me, Gianna. Guest ka lang dito. Huwag ka masyadong choosy dyan. Anyway, yes, what's your question? Yung ano yung mga blessings that I'm thankful for?
Mm.
Ang dami. Too many to mention. So, how about you?
Too many to mention? Ano yun? Ano yung tawag sa lambok?
Siguro one of the biggest blessings, of course, being your husband is the biggest blessing of my life. Because by you being present in my life and of course, you accepting me for who I am and for all the snakes that come with me, that came with me, you gave me the ability to become a father also. No? Gave me the opportunity to become a father of three. So you are my biggest blessings, and you are one of my biggest blessings. I think you're the. Sige na, top ka na. Top. Lagi na kita doon. Kasi.
Oh, major na yun. Sige, huwag mo na i-explain.
Baka kasi kailangan ko pa mag-defend.
Hindi. Pero ako eh. Sige.
Sa ngayon, kasi brie mo, last day na ngayon ng Black Friday, tapos di ko pa na-check out. Kaya gagaling ko sa aning pitch ko, pero kalas.
Ah, okay.
Sabi mo nga, don't be attached, diba?
Oo.
Kalas.
Hindi. Sige, isa sa mga unexpected na small blessings na parang in comparison to your children, in comparison to your career, whatever. Ano yung isa mga unexpected na small
blessings? Hindi ko alam na ako yung guest.
Si Gianna ba?
Oo.
Gianna ba lang yung dapat kausap ko?
So you're asking me?
I'm asking you. Bakit sinabi ko itatanungin ko?
What are you asking me? A micro blessing that I can... I think a micro blessing? To be able to wake up every day with my family is a big blessing pa
big
din.
Big blessing pa rin, yeah.
Kung siguro micro blessing yung desire. Yung desire to go to the unknown. I think one of the blessing is my inclination to do what I'm afraid to do. Which is to check out without telling you.
Ito na, no? Kasi may 2 hours
think,
yeah, pa. May 2 hours
the,
pa. May 2 hours pa bago
may check. I think
it's
the fear that I won't make the cut-off. I think, I promise, I think yun. I don't think... People might not look at it as a blessing, but to be able to look at something that I am afraid to do face to face is a blessing for me.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Kahit konting glance lang every day. Like, you know, the, like something that I am afraid but excited to do is to do business.
Mm.
And something that I am not super, let's say...
excited to do.
Nah, I mean, I'm not super, I may say I'm not competent yet, super competent yet on this particular field. But I try to look at it, even in the smallest way, glancing at it every now and then, to face it. Thank you, Gianna, for appreciating my answer.
Uh-oh, I appreciate it.
How about you?
I think one of the unexpected blessings was how I would...
Unexpected blessings pa rin tanong mo?
Hindi naman. Wala ka naman tinanong eh. So ako na lang gumagawa na ako sa sarili ko. Basta how about you eh?
Oh, how about you? Ano yung... Oh, sige, fine. Ano yung unexpected blessing na hindi mo inakalang binigay sa'yo ng
siguro
blesser?
Siguro yung iba, yung parang realization ko, yung character ko ay nag-iiba din. In the sense na, yung capacity ko to be able to do certain actions repetitively. Kasi, I think I've expressed it in earlier episodes before, how I never thought na kaya ko maging nanay, kaya ko maging asawa. And right now, I'm in a situation where I hardly leave our home kasi we're here at when I'm here at home. I'm experiencing yung talagang stay at home mom experience yung wala akong trabaho kasi work kasi I'm on maternity leave. And yung really focus ko is the children and then ikaw pag-uwi mo. So I never thought na kakayanin ko siya sa totoo lang kasi
yeah, people keep asking us, do you need help right now? Kukuha na ba kayo ng help?
Mm.
Basically, kukuha na ba kayo ng kasama sa bahay?
Mm-mm.
They've been asking kaming, that for the longest time.
Kasi kaming tatlo lang na bata.
Gusto ko nga silang tanongin pabalik eh. Kayo ba magbabayad?
I'm not dismissing those who have come over, those who have visited in the past month, those who have helped out kahit papano. Pero yung sa totoo lang, I never thought na especially in the past month, no? Sa mga nangyayari and then like yung day in, day out, morning until evening, grabe. I never thought that my character could handle that. Akala ko mawiwind lang ako at
I thought also. I mean, I see you breaking down.
Ah, syempre, tao lang naman din ako, yeah. Diba? No,
with all of the things, kung alam nyo lang mga langgay, mga pinag-iisip niya, kung ano yung mga nasa isipan niya, and to have the courage to actually admit with all humility that she can't be in this state and worry about certain things that is out of her control is such a growth for Apple. I mean, I've kaya witnessed that growth and
it's like grabe ang Diyos. I think the grace that I didn't yun nga parang one of the realizations na I had in especially in the past month na yung parang dati ito yung mga days na I thought that I would be like, Lord, please give me the grace. I didn't know that I was equipped already with the grace to face yung mga challenges until
you were built pala, no?
Oo.
Like slowly, compounding. It was the result of that.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the beautiful blessings that I've seen lately. My major nga siya eh, pero it parang sabi mga
started compound. Very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was such a micro thing. So yun mga langga. Now that we're trying to end this, and I hope
that my
wife doesn't extend it much more.
Bakit? Ayaw mo na ako kausap?
Hindi, mga langga, gusto kong kausap si langga. Pero remember,
mag-check out pa tayo.
Remember, the true happiness lies not in the accumulation of questions, of blessings, but in having this grateful heart, yun yung gusto namin i-point out na kailangan ma-recognize natin kung sino yung blesser, kung sino yung source. So we leave you with this question, mga langga. If you are that tree, kung ikaw yung puno na yon, who can choose to plant itself, where do you want to be rooted? This is me, Jeric.
And this is Apple.
Always reminding you, napalangga ka san Diyos. See you next month.
Sana naman hindi. Sana
next
naman
month
early. Sana naman earlier. Ayaw nga pala, no? Kasi November,
exactly.
Ano
yes,
na.
December na po tayo next, this week.
Oo nga. Tapos so, sabi ni Gianna.
So mga langga, please do pray for us. Please do pray for us. We're still looking for a place where we can start our small business. That's in it for that. So hopefully you can please pray for that. And we're looking for the right people that can help us also in establishing this for our family. Not only for our family, but to extend it beyond our family. So, mga langga, we're asking, I am personally asking, that you pray for us in this journey. Yun lang po. Maraming salamat. Palangga kayo sang Diyos.